This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
You told me you'd be my friend. Hey, baby, once you told me you'd be my friend. Yeah, when things got rough, baby, I can't go on this way. Hey, baby, I tell you, I can't go on this way. Oh, my financial have got me worried. I don't know how I'm gonna get out this place. Oh, the world won't come to an end. Oh, it'd be a cold day in hell before I get my heart again. I said the world won't come to an end. It'd be a cold before I give my heart again. Oh, I was so stupid and unwise. All the time I needed me a brand new gun. Yeah! I said, son, let me tell you, I told you this was in Champaign, Illinois. I said I was scared. I said, I'm scared on a Saturday night. I'm scared to go and sit at a bar at night. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
tell you I'm scared. Through Monday, through Sunday night.
Afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's guest is Bob Parks.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Bob. Thank you for coming in.
That's right.
Hot on the heels of your Resonance fundraiser at Kansas Smitty's.
Which we're going to play in about a quarter of an hour.
Yeah.
Or 35 minutes of it, anyhow.
Yes, the censored version.
That's the one.
Or edited version, shall we say.
No, I didn't edit it.
No.
The one which has been edited.
We've had to cut back a bit, haven't we?
That's right.
We've had to sort of...
Savings time, yeah.
Now, on my way here, on the South Bank, I don't know if you've ever seen them. There's two guys with typewriters. Have you seen them there?
No.
You can ask for a poem. You just approach them and you give them a bit of money.
Yeah.
And they'll type out a poem for you.
Okay.
So I sort of approached them about half an hour ago.
Oh, well done.
And I said, I'm going to meet my friend Bob Parks. Can you compose a poem?
Yeah, go on.
And here's how it goes.
Okay.
So it's called Bob Parks.
Okay.
As sparks, so books. A sob, brass, brooks, bark. A rasp, as a boar rasps.
Very good.
Apparently, it's made up entirely of all the letters in your name.
All right. Well, I like it. That's the best poem I've ever had. Are you giving it to me?
You can have that.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
It cost me £1.35.
Okay, put it on my account. Okay. Right, here's a... Scott, are you listening? I know you're working at the British Museum. Now, listen to those licks. See if you can get... Because we're going to do that song, the next gig we do, the Otis Rush. So this is going to push us up another foot, I think, on the high scale, on the high jump scale, because it's going up. Like, although it's basic musically, it's 12-bar blues, but it's very emotionally raw. It's like a cathedral, the construction of it. And I did it at the Acoustic Blues, New Forest. Hi, everyone in the New Forest Blues. And it wasn't too bad. But anyone out there in Radio Land who's a tenor or sax or even an alto player who can play in that style, like real honking sax, we need a sax player to do that one. So contact the radio station, me via the radio station, and we want you in on it.
So that opening track was Cold Day in Hell by Otis Rush.
Yeah, deep blues, deep Mississippi blues.
Which you brought in. Is he a particular favourite?
I got thrown off the stage at the Pilgrimage Theatre when he was on. I think he's terrific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you get thrown off?
I don't know, just because they don't like people standing on the stage. Right. It's not the done thing, even there.
Where was this?
Opposite the... what is it? The Hollywood Bowl, that place.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. It's another, the Pilgrimage Theatre. It's a natural sort of gap in the in the thing.
Yeah. Now, in theory, you were going to bring your conceptual rhythm and blues.
Not only that, but members of the group. I was going to do a unique remembering of the two things, and none of them showed up. They're all chicken.
So perhaps are they just conceptual?
I guess so. They can't handle finding an address and coming here at a certain time, I suppose. It's too much to ask.
So how many are in the group?
There's four more of us. There's Val, who's in Australia right now. There's Mr. Chalk. There's Wayne. And there's two of them are born in Canby Island, which is, of course, the Delta, the Thames, I don't know.
The Blues Delta.
The Blues Delta, that's the one. Yeah. And then in the group, we've got Dan, Scott, Alf, and everyone else.
But it was somebody beginning with A was supposed to turn up.
Dan.
No, the A, not D. So a name like Arica or something.
Oh, no, I don't know.
No, you told me that he was going to turn up today.
Oh, Anakin. No, not Anakin. Are you there? She's in Norway.
Okay.
Arike. Yeah, no, he's... No, but it features him because he was at art school at the same time. He's in industrial... Like, when we were at Leicester College. And I've just been round the queer art show, British art show, and somebody came up to me and introduced themselves. And Jill's brother and... Before I met Miriam, and I was doing really crazy things like doing a drawing in Marmite on his mum's table, and so but, yeah, he reminded me of all that stuff, and he's got loads of my drawings.
Okay.
So Arike was at Leicester, and he what's his name? Peter Green had asked him to be in Fleetwood Mac, but he was only 18. Yeah. But he brings the whole thing together. He's in the gig.
Is he the harmonica player?
Yeah.
Okay. But he's also part of this conceptual...
No, he's not the conceptual group. He's the Parks
Man
and the Recreationals. Yeah. So, hi there, Ricky.
So there's a separation between your conceptual group and the actual musicians.
Yeah, yeah. One is a distillation of the rhythm and blues feeling, we call ourselves a group.
Yeah.
So it's a feeling, and the group, I guess, is the sound.
Right.
So they're different.
Yeah.
And I think rhythm and blues is very broad. Like, I went to talk by Fritjof Capra, the Tao of Physics, and someone, because I know a complexity theory came out of a meeting at the Santa Fe Institute of Economists and Physicists. So I said, can you take it a stage further and introduce rhythm and blues in? Because if you brought economics into physics, can't you bring rhythm and blues into economics? Because it's a worldwide phenomenon, and they just laughed at me.
Yeah.
But that was a valid point, I think. So worldwide... rhythm and blues is the thing in the world right now.
So the conceptual group, they are somewhat worldwide. So,
yeah, Mr.
So how do you get together and discuss things?
No, we're based in here, Richard, pretty much. We had three meetings. We had one at the gig we did, the fundraiser, and we had one at the Russian show.
Okay.
Because of the Malevich in front of his suprematist icon, whatever it's called, icon.
Right.
Icon of status, that's right. And then we went to a Russian meal afterwards. And so we're celebrating the rhythm and blues feeling in a way that people from Canby Island can only. So it's a special, because the Cockneys have traditionally supported the underdog. Now they themselves are the underdog. Yeah. And there's an enclave, along with the Hasidic Jews, apparently, in Canby Island. And that's the last of the genuine Cockneys that are left. They're in this walled community in Canby Island. Okay. Well, Peter Green studied there, so.
Yeah. And what's Dr. Feelgood?
Dr. Feelgood, yeah. And Eddie and the Hot Rods and Kersal Flyers and Mickey Jupp and all those people.
Yeah.
Right. So... do you want to get let's play the thing now? Let's play
Shall we start?
Yeah, let's do it now and extra time.
So this is a recording, an edited recording, of the gig held at Kansas Smitty's.
Yeah.
With you singing and playing the flute
a little bit,
and then you've got a backing, a rhythm and blues backing, and we should add that it was a fundraiser.
That's
and
right.
You did play for nothing, and you raised some money for Resonance.
Yeah.
Which is now apparently the whole fundraiser thing has reached something like £35,000.
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Of which we...
More than deserving.
We chipped in a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit. But I just want to dedicate this to the sad passing of Sounds of the 60s. That's what I've been living on for the last 50 years, and Brian Matthew, and it's because I think he's passed it now, and he's stopped the programme. And also...
But he's not dead.
No.
No,
but he just.
There was a false declaration, wasn't there? They announced it that he died and he hadn't died.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It was in the paper yesterday.
Really?
They'd made some mistake.
He's done
that. For 3 hours he was dead, but now he isn't.
It's like that guy in. who's the one who was having cancer and he didn't die after all? He was on a. You know, the guitar player with Dr. Feelgood.
With Dr. Feelgood.
Wilco. Yeah, it's a sort of Wilco, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, hi, Brian, if you're listening. All power. Oh, and then also, it's exactly 40 years to today when I killed my mum in the car crash. So, it's just also...
4 years.
4 years. Did I say 40?
You did.
Right. And the day after Margaret Thatcher died.
Yeah.
And this is the day that the maniac is let loose on the world, whatever his name is, Trump or something.
Okay.
Chump or something.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to play. Just rattle. Who is backing you on this recording?
Scott's playing lead guitar. Dan's playing rhythm and sort of lead.
Yeah.
Alf's playing great bass as always. And I got a drummer who's from Scott's group, and Arike and me.
All right. Well,
let's go.
We'll play a bit of this, and well, we can let it run in the background.
Yeah, we'll play it. Come on.
It has to be said, it's a fairly raw recording.
Yeah, it's great. I like it.
You like it? Good. Okay.
The Renaults. 1962.
Okay. We should thank Michael Umney for recording it.
Yeah, and Jim as well on keyboards. He's really good. He's coming through good. Hi, Jim.
What is this number?
As I said, the Renaults.
Oh, that's what it's. That's the original.
That's a group, yeah.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know about it at 1962. I only found it in a compilation later, but it's really good. It's got all the G. McDaniels. If everybody loves really quick bits and dramatic stuff, I love it.
Okay. So you discovered it in 62?
No, I discovered it about 3 years ago.
Oh.
I thought, that's it, man. What's it?
Bobby's Girl. I really hate that song, so we've done one this instead. Okay, let's go, man.
I only found this one a little while ago, too.
When I thought I was so high above you.
I'm staying in key, it's great. I'm in tune, rather.
You're in tune?
Yeah, I'm staying in tune, it's terrific. Yeah.
And when it used to make me happy to see you cry.
It's Bobby Glenn.
You were so good to me. And that's no lie.
I have never heard those lyrics in any tune since. He admits to woman manifestation.
Baby, be one, four, five. You used to always be.
So you, you're singing to yourself almost.
Yeah. It's my, that, I'd like mum instead of I want to be Bobby's girl.
Instead of Bobby's girl.
This is the way I want to have Bobby said. Yeah, go ahead, Bobby. This is the first time I've tackled soul to come up to Otis Rush, up to the actual deep blues. It's a step even further, but this was a step up.
Right.
And I can do it. Yeah. I just realised, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's opening up to it. It's allowing it. And they're real, because they're coming from suffering, man. I Am Not Your Negro, the documentary about James Baldwin. It's a terrific film.
Right.
I just see what you're saying. This.
How's it going, R&B group? Is it right?
Hey, just checking there.
We've got the inaugural meeting of the R&B feeling group. They're right here in the front row. Stand up so everyone can see you guys.
There you go.
Good guy. Okay, let's go.
What is this one? What this is. Oh, I know, it's Benny King. Outside. Okay. Oh, it's a great song.
Oh, no. Shall we do the Johnny and the Hurricanes one?
Yeah, Johnny and the Hurricanes.
So
do that
you
one.
Changed your mind.
Yeah, Mr.
Johnny
Irvin. It's out of order. Here we go. This is all. Here we go. Let's go with it. We are going to do, what is that one? Sibelius, Finlandia. But this is. Yeah, can't handle asylum when it comes to it, but they'll get there.
So the band is the Recreationals.
Yeah,
and some of them work with you at the South Bank.
Yeah, well, used to be. They've moved on now.
We
were all hosts at the South Bank one time.
Okay, so they're not there anymore.
No.
So Scott Rimmington on guitar.
Yeah,
and who else?
Jim on
keyboards,
and then you can hear Dan in the background playing backing rhythm guitar.
Right,
and then Alf on bass.
Right. And the harmonica player went to school with
Harry Kay.
College in
Leicester
College.
Industrial design.
Yeah.
Same time as in fine art.
Okay.
Let's go. Listen to that beeline. Now stand Harry Kay's. That's what I need. Someone who can hit those on beats. Yeah, Eric's bringing it up. He's hitting it on the right place. That's it.
Right, let's go.
Now, here we go with the Benny King one.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah, that's the one. Don't know if anyone remembers this one. He was at the Bournemouth Pavilion, and Leonard Cohen was on, I don't know, three, 4 weeks before. Doubled the price of Leonard Cohen tickets, and this guy had a bad backing group. And he's the man. It's always the way with black people. They always get demoted. Although I'm not knocking Leonard Cohen. Here we go.
Bye.
can't believe it. I'm staying in tune all the time. This is incredible. This is a first. It can only get better. What he said, this friend, New Jill, he liked the bit where I talked about Mum's death because it was truthful.
Yeah.
Because his sister died and he's got experience of death. Uh-huh. Here we go. Help me help myself, the great lines.
So we should say this is the first time you've heard this, actually.
Yeah, it's great. I heard a little bit you had a thing on the phone.
Oh, that's true.
And
yes.
I thought Jim came
YouTube.
Through really well, yeah.
Yeah. It's
guitar
breaks
in guitar
history, human summoning. You wait for this.
Oh, yeah. This is Scott. He can do it. It's a Howlin' Wolf one. He was 6'4", apparently, a big guy.
Yeah.
And the story about him, someone told me, they saw him playing, and everyone was going crazy at his concert because he played after someone else. And they went off stage, why is he getting this support? Yeah. Apparently, his split is. It's a great guitar break, isn't it? He's got it note perfect nearly. Right. This was available in the vault, this EP. Tom got it at General Electric's when I had the flu or something. The old Rockin' Horse album, the one with Smokestack Lightning, Going Down Slow, You'll Be Mine, and one other one. Yeah. And that's where half the label was yellow, half was red, and that's where I got the colours of R&B from that.
Uh-huh.
And it's £30 now, they're asking right. for it.
So it might be worth, you went to Los Angeles in search of the roots of the rhythm and blues.
Yeah, that's
you?
Right.
And ended up on the with Johnny Otis or something?
That's right, good friends.
Yeah.
And when he died, apparently in his office over his desk, he had the only thing he had was a photograph of my painting of Mum. So I should have, what's this one?
Oh, here it is. Oh, another Tearfalls, let's do that one.
Oh, I like this one. This is Gene McDaniels, he's my favourite singer of all time. Frankie Vaughan did all the cover versions at the time. Yeah, not very well known, but he just died not that long ago, two or three years ago.
the greatest singer in the history of the world, Gene McDaniels.
Yeah. Bit of an underestimation there, but... I said the same thing at a Lonnie Donegan concert as well. And he went like that to my hair.
Oh, did you?
Just when I think I'm all cried out, another tear falls. Another tear falls. And I know you are still here in my heart.
I usually hit the note a bit more full on than that time, but it was good enough.
I'm now the doo-doo.
Hey, look, pause.
Has anyone seen my little book?
Oh, I do a rap here.
Oh, God, it's difficult to bend out. Can you hold my doo-doo?
Oh, it was the one after his that got censored. This is the one.
Yeah, maybe.
The do the voodoo. No, yep. This is all right.
All right.
This was when I went to Benin, to Ouidah.
Okay.
And I found someone in the history museum in the garden. It was called the Voodoo Garden. There was a dead bird.
Yeah.
And I did a thing about it.
Okay.
A rap.
Right.
Here you
right.
go. Good, aren't they, the group?
Mm.
It's a sacrifice bird, it's a virgin bird, the charge bird never tried to.
Can you imagine with like a tenor sax player coming right in on the Otis Thrush, if we can bring it up, that's going to be...
What's this song then? Did you... Is this
what I wrote.
You wrote this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a rap.
Yeah.
And it sort of goes into do the voodoo.
Yeah.
And this was... You go like this.
Right.
This is the topless sort of dance people out in Alada. The first day of the voodoo ceremonies. And like this. And I'm getting everyone to do the actions.
Yeah.
No one does it. I was doing it.
I'm
going
to read you a bit. Then I've got more to read.
I want to see what this is I'm reading.
Right, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
Truck is a baby boomer. It's from Generation X.
Oh, yeah.
He's betrayed himself. He's taken that special power and directed it to selfish gain at the expense of our inheritance, to love, peace and love. Instead, it's war and hate. Because of this, he's as dangerous as Kennedy was in Cuba 62. By taking the US nuclear arsenal onto high alert, I agree with E.O. Wilson. Trump has his finger on the nuclear button. I invoke the voodoo goddess Lisa in that box to say his hand.
Great. Love it.
I had a ghost sacrifice this time. I'm gonna put the mic down. Can someone hold the mic for me? Someone come up and hold the mic for me. Not this hard. You put your hand and bring the mic down.
Down now. Wonder how they're gonna squeeze it into the encore. I think it's Stand By Me after this, so let's see what happens.
Donald Trump has told Vladimir Putin he doesn't want to renew a 2010 arms control treaty that limits the number of strategic nuclear weapons the US and Russia can deploy. Trump angrily denounced the New START treaty in a 28th of January phone call to the Russian leader. When Putin brought up issues on which their countries had collaborated, New START and the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, Trump lost his temper, dismissing both as a strategic lobby for the US, given away by Barack Obama, and he began hectoring him. It was when Putin raised the possibility of extension, Trump paused. He called to ask about the treaty, and then returned to the conversation with a tirade against the agreement. The delightful countrymen. I'm deeply concerned, disturbed, that the president was not just neutral to the question, not just negative, saying not right now, but actually seemed like a step backwards in calling the question an agreement that is territorial to both sides, and it's beneficial to, it's an idea that was beneficial to both sides. And has been implemented faithfully by both sides. He disagreed with this. He demanded, denounced the agreement, what he referred to as a start-up in a presidential debate in October, wrongly claiming that Russia could create warheads. We can't. In December, he tweeted the US, should I expand its nuclear capacity? He told a reporter, let it be an arms race. Joseph Ciccioni, the head of the Disarmament Advocacy Group, the Plowshares Fund, said Trump was tripping over his own narcissism. He was letting his personal prejudice get into the way of his strategic goal. He's picking a fight with Putin, with whom he wants better relations. Piper, now at the Brookings Institute, said the report suggests Trump really doesn't have a good understanding of the nuclear balance between Russia and the United States. Countrymen said he fears that if the arms control goes down between Washington and Moscow, it could pave the way to an accelerated arms race.
That was Jimmy Powell and the Five Dimensions. I saw it at the new Blue Moon Club. And that was where Rod Stewart started out in that group. And I know the guy who's the lead guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Livington. And there was...
In Hampshire.
Jimmy, it's the next village over. What's this? Oh, they cut that out pretty good, man. You couldn't notice his joint.
He gets a bit more heated.
Well, there was one listener thought that the song about your mother,
yeah, was inappropriate,
was morbidly perverse.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you react to that comment.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I like the idea of being perverse, and I like the idea of being morbid. Okay. So yeah, I take that as a compliment.
All right.
Was getting paroled, and he took me by the arm and led me round the road, and it was a murder there the next night. And he told him, and you've had all the great luminaries, you had Jonathan, Solomon Burke, Miles Cadsby, Screaming Jay Hawkins.
They've all done great versions.
They've all sung this song.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Now, Cassius Clay, of course.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light I see. No, I won't be afraid, but I won't shed a tear, just as long.
It's great. Eric is great. He really makes it, man.
Thank you, Eric. Eh?
It's up to you, Scott, now to bring it up with the Cold Day in Hell. I think you can get that blues lick down, man.
We do Smokestack Lightning as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I hope you're not getting bored out there. I'm having a great time. I got some more things to say, so I'll say it when it's finished.
You've got about
quarter of an hour.
No. There's about 5 minutes left of this.
Oh, good. Okay.
That'll give you 10 minutes to deliver your manifesto on conceptual rhythm and blues.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I should be on the offbeat. I'm on the onbeat in English style. Well done, Jim, on that bit. It's good. Is that it? Oh, oh God, here we go.
Who's this on the flute?
Me. James Brown, whenever he was on Hammond organ, he'd pull all the stops out and the band would put their hands over their ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't like it the way you put it. Pull that one. Oh, that's it then, is that it?
It is great, getting towards the end.
Right,
it's sort of fading out. So
right, here we go.
This is just to add that this is some wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM with today's guest Bob Parks, who's delivering a manifesto on conceptual rhythm and blues.
Right, first I'm going to start. I had a couple of days in Paris and I went specifically to see Paysage Mystique from Monet. Sorry. Monet to Kandinsky at Musée d'Orsay. I had the whole day around that. And what was great about that was the Navi, the Paul Seroussier and Maurice Dennis, a little bit of Emile Bernard as well, but we don't see their stuff much. But that was the stuff that, not Villon Bonnard, but it was outside of the Navi. And that was like the spiritual side. So I'm coming from the place of the fin de siècle, when that was really strong. And here's something else. They had Rodin at the Grand Palais, and it was a massive show because it showed not just, because it's 100-year centennial of his stuff, they had not just his work, but it was his work as it relates to contemporary art. And, oh, Germaine Richier, just everyone, Giacometti, everybody was there with significant pieces of work. It was incredible. And then, of course, I went to Père Lachaise to pay my homage to Jim Morrison. And Miriam, I know that you're one of your girlfriends, you said, hopefully this is right, was a girlfriend with Jim Morrison at the end. So I've got kind of an emotional link. And you like the poem. I haven't got it with me, unfortunately. And then on to Picasso Primitive at Kay Branley. Just a terrific show where what's come out, what's emerged from that, because Picasso was a bit slow about, a bit lenient with the truth here. Cubism is just African art, basically. That's all it is. And what is it? Someone said to me where is it? Makerere University, that postmodernism is a black existential. So that's saying essentially that they've gone there and come back again. With Du Bois' double consciousness, what they're playing, and where, like, you can see a cup on the source of it. It's turned away from you. Well, you know it's there, so stick it in the picture. That was the beginning. It's sort of a demystification of mystification. So it's because of the predicament of black people subsequently to the times of slavery and all of that. So there's that aspect to it. And here's something else that comes in. The Body Electric. How's, there's a show at the Wellcome Collection on electricity. Mm. How Strange Machines Built the Modern American. Can I get into this one? Maybe I should be a little tiptoeing through it.
I think you should tiptoe through this
I'll tiptoe through it, but basically it's quite shocking, actually. Yes. I won't go into the details of it, but it was starting with the electric belt and so on, that in the 20s and the 30s particularly, it went significantly into the next area of sexuality that is mind-blowing, actually. You should check it out, guys, out there in Radio Land, because it really throws a whole different light.
Perhaps you could just refer to the book and the page number or something.
Yeah, OK, here we go. The Body Electric. Let's see if I can find it.
But there is an exhibition at the Wellcome Institute at the moment, yeah. as you said.
If you could pick up that book. And they are. This is to carry electrical energy deep into the body. That was the thing.
We get the picture.
And then when radiomania came in,
yes.
It was basically working on the cellular level. So everyone was dying off of being radiating. Marie Curie starting and everyone else, and they were selling it. They were promoting it. Big, 100,000 or more of these things were sold in America. Right. So it was...
What was the theory? What was the idea of trying
enhanced
to...
sexual energy.
Oh, really?
Basically, and vitality had edged... But it was through... Like, here you go. This is the synopsis of where I'm coming from. You're out of... I'm talking about Malevich. I've said this before. Malevich and... what's the guy's name, the Italian poet? Something, anyhow. He went
Avenue of Force, D'Annunzio.
He went down the route of force out of totalitarianism. And force, power, rather, and force is the way that's been implemented as fascist regimes have been, and communist ones to come to that historically. There's another, Malevich's one, because he said sorrily the French were great but they lacked spirituality, and he went to the peasants, to the people, to get this breakthrough. And this is the other side, is energy, and that's powered by human enthusiasm. So it's much, it's like a spiritual way into it, and this is what I'm investigating. And there was an aspect of this in the American art and using energy, because power equals energy over time in physics. So it's just going that route. And as far as I know, it's unexplored. Now, so that's, I'm writing this like a play, Mass Psychosis. I'll tell you the idea. It's basically Mass Psychosis, as Hitler and those guys used, had two world wars around it. But that's through force, through violence. Actually, there's nothing essentially wrong with it. So the idea is to put some sort of virus into the internet and send everyone into a psychotic state, and then bring in mass psychosis. It's a different route, but it's basically benign. It's not implementing violence. And so you bring in 19th century or 19th into 20th century fantasiacal consciousness, but to get back to that affect, the only way to get there is through mass psychosis, to bring people back into their hidden memories. So anyhow, that's...
And are you going to bring this about?
Well, I'm going to do a movie first, and then out of that, sort of follow it up with reality, if I live that long.
Right.
But it's it's a sort of an implementation of these sort of things. So all of this links in with Rhythm and Blues, because it's essentially... James Brown stayed in one key all the time. He didn't move out of that key.
Yeah.
So there's a rigid dogmatism associated with wildly open sort of... so that those two contradictions give it its structure. And I stayed with that, not limiting me. I'll tell you when it came from. I was in a life class at Leicester College of Art, and I recently met Colin Grimes, who was in the year below me, and he'll confirm this. You know that The Blood of Jesus, that tune by Gavin Bryars?
Yeah.
It was in the Life Room, and in that same Life Room, John Thompson, who then came down to Goldsmith and he headed the art department and all the Brat Pack went through, he brought in the Sue Story Part 1 and 2, Let the Good Times Roll, Shirley and Lee, and I got these people, these models moving around. to this rhythm and blues tune. And that was, from that point onwards, I dedicated my colour to the rhythm and blues feeling. So I've pursued it all. Coming from Generation X, so 3 years after the Second World War, I've used that consciousness. And I believe it's got a multi-dimensional... well, it does, because rap, for one thing, is a worldwide phenomenon. And black culture itself is more or less the description of what pop culture is, in a way, or sort of, that's all of that. So that's more or less, that's most of the situation. How does that sound?
Yeah.
I've got a quote from Angela Davis, "Freedom is a constant struggle." I don't know if I've underlined anything here. I haven't. No, but I, so she was talking at the South Bank. She's a real survivor. She was under a death penalty under Reagan and who's the other guy? Reagan, Hoover, and someone else. Anyhow, it was really scary what she was. But she's survived.
Yeah.
What's her thing? Oh, I don't know. That's it.
That's it.
Pretty
much.
The whole
manifesto.
Yeah.
You've expounded it.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be lots more. I thought we were going to have to give you another program to get through it all, but you've managed to squeeze it into 10 minutes.
In all into 10 minutes, yeah.
Well, so, okay.
Sing a song.
Well, that, you could do. Do you want to sing a song?
Yeah.
You could sing
I know. I'll tell you some of my poems
we've
I've written.
We've got 2.5 minutes.
Right, here are some of the poems I've written recently. Paris. Here I am in Paris, ready to see Monet and Kandinsky at Musée d'Orsay. Nothing to stop me but sleep, which I can't do, and I can't write either. But it'll be all right in the morning. So I like the rhyming of right with right and right.
Right.
So here's another one. Food. At the place we ate, me and Mum, though she's dead, we had fish, shrimp, and a delightful gatto of painting and prawn, delicacy from the sea beneath the table in the cafe. And that was at De Magot. So I wrote that one there. Yes. There, the train. I get to read Daniel Kalm's The Old Woman and read it through slowly enough to get it. I'll take it back to the Poetry Library tomorrow when I get into London after I've had tea in our room. Just a poem and the bonus of another idea. Because that, you know, the Daniel Kalm's The Old Woman.
Yeah.
It's this old woman crawl. She dies in his room and starts crawling towards him.
Oh, right.
And then he puts her in the suitcase and tries. It's a wonderful story. He's kind of one of the original. He's a malefic.
I've got the last one. All right.
Tonight, I've just met the playwright for the first production of the La Mama Theatre Group. And I gave him the link to my movie saying, I'd be really honoured if you'd take the chance to take a look at it.
Well, thank you very much to Bob Parks for coming in and giving us your thoughts on conceptual rhythm and blues. And we listened to your live performance at Kansas Smitty's when you played at a Resonance fundraiser. And what have you got coming up, Bob? You got an exhibition?
Yeah, I've got a show.
Got a show at the
Gallery of Everything in October to coincide with the freeze. So look out for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would like to, if I can get all the group and all the conceptual group together, maybe we could do a gig sometime.
Absolutely.
If I can get them, so I'll work on it in future.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Well, do you want to? Have you got one more poem?
No.
Okay.
I can make one up. Here I am. Yes. There's William over there with the microphone in front of him.
Yes.
And the clock's ticking round. Now, I've got two more stanzas. It's a yellow ochre wall, and I see the loudspeakers, and there's someone just come into the studio, and I'm sitting here with my hands on my knees thinking about life. 4, 3, 2.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.